Massachusetts retailers and elected officials are calling for Amazon.com and other online sites to begin paying the standard 6.25% sales tax rate. The coalition, known as the Massachusetts Main Street Fairness Coalition, recently launched a new website where users can email Governor Deval Patrick and state legislators urging for tax fairness. John Hurst, president of the Retailers Association of Massachusetts, a group that represents retail businesses across the state and is a leading member of the coalition, says that the group is continuing to gain members.
We have over 500 members across the Commonwealth. You know, from retailers to local elected officials to trade unions, opinion leaders across the state who believe that, you know, our 40,000 plus small business and retail sector employers across the state really should be on no different of a playing field as big internet giants like Amazon.com.
Hurst mentioned Amazon.com specifically because of the company's recent opening of a complex in Cambridge and of hiring new employees in the state. Hurst said that because Massachusetts borders New Hampshire, a state with no sales tax, retailers are left with, quote, two strikes against them with regards to losing shoppers both across the border and online.
Consumers in Massachusetts are no further than maybe an hour or so drive to go and do a shopping trip to New Hampshire. But, you know, even far easier than that today now is the power of the smartphone and the internet, and that's where the double-digit growth is, and that's what we've got to fix and fix today.
State Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier of Pittsfield recently released a statement in support of the Main Street Fairness Coalition.
It's unfair to our Main Street businesses that they're, you know, basically at a 6.25% disadvantage to these online giants.
Rep. Bouvier said at this point legislators will have to support Governor Deval Patrick to negotiate with Amazon now that the retailer has a footprint in the Commonwealth. However, she said that for a more permanent fix, a move in Congress would be most effective.
Now that they're here, we can go ahead and collect these taxes. Of course, the real answer is, you know, is a federal law that requires them to collect taxes.
In 2009, a bill called the Main Street Fairness Act was filed in Congress. If passed, it would have required all online retailers to pay the state sales tax in which they do business. 20 other states have passed laws requiring online retailers to pay their state sales tax. According to John Hurst, Amazon recently agreed to begin paying state sales tax in Pennsylvania on September 1st and in California on September 15th. It's his hope that negotiations between Amazon and the state will take place and a resolution will be reached before the start of the holiday sales season at the beginning of October.
Well, we just hope that the Patrick administration and the Department of Revenue really makes this their top priority. In the next few weeks, we would like to see Amazon start to collect the sales tax, you know, October 1st, going into the holiday sales season.
A call placed to Amazon's public relations line was not returned in time for broadcast. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.